I wonder if you think that it serves the interest of this country to establish a precedent that international commitments are made in a manner designed to thwart the constitutionally derived oversight role of Congress, of the United States Senate.
I would not think that would serve the interests of the country, Mr. Chairman. We are going to look at the agreement once we have an agreement, and we will evaluate at that time. We will act fully in accordance with law. As you know, there are different procedures by which the United States has historically and continues to join international agreements. So we will act fully in accordance with law. We don't know yet what the agreement is going to say.
So does the administration plan to submit any climate change agreement produced in Paris to the Senate for its advice and consent?
Mr. Chairman, we don't know yet what the elements of the agreement are going to be. It's hard to speculate at this time. We have, as I said, we're pushing hard for an agreement that does not include binding targets, which are kind of the heart of the agreement. So we're looking for something that is not binding in that regard.
So is it something that is not legally binding? If there are parts that are legally binding, would you submit that part? Would the plan be to submit?
Senator, it depends entirely on a lot of factors. The content and what provisions are or are not binding is one of those issues. Existing U.S. law is another issue. Other authorities and relevant past practice are all issues. So we will evaluate this at such time as we have an agreement, and then we will act, as I say, according to law.